This is Passport to Texas. You don't have to walk far inside a state park before you come across fallen branches and twigs. But if you're thinking about collecting them for your campfire, our state park guide, Brian Frazier, says, think again.
A lot of people still assume that they can scavenge for firewood on site at the parks. That's not true in most places. State parks, federal lands, you can't gather firewood just laying around. That dead wood that falls from the trees, first of all, it's state property. Second of all, it provides habitat for lots of different animals. It eventually decomposes into the soil. You can always buy it either at nearby convenience stores, they'll usually sell firewood, or the state park stores here in Texas will sell firewood to you or their friends groups. But it's smart to plan ahead and take some of it with you. A lot of us have fireplaces or big barbecue pits, so we have wood piles at home. Take that along. It's cured wood. It'll burn and light, start easy, and that can save you down the road. You're going to want to fire in cooler weather. You're going to want to fire not just for cooking like you do in the summertime, but you're going to want a fire that's sustainable to provide some radiant heat and gather around, and it just makes the camping experience what everybody envisions. Nobody really thinks about camping and tents without having a nice campfire.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, building dependable, reliable trucks for more than 90 years. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.